Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. I'm your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you from Minneapolis in the United States. I'm also your preacher today with a homily I'm calling Judging Success. Our first reading today is from the prophet Jeremiah. God tells Jeremiah to go preach in the temple against the people. Reform your ways, he says. And it has typical results. The people don't argue if they should reform their ways. They argue whether they should kill Jeremiah for saying what he said. And then we have this from the gospel. It's from Matthew's gospel. Jesus came to his hometown and began to teach the people in their synagogue, so that they were astounded and said, "Where did this man get this wisdom and these deeds of power? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And are not his brothers James and Joseph, Simon and Judas? And are not all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor, except in their own country and in their own house." And he did not do many deeds of power there because of their unbelief. It's the gospel of the Lord. Preaching the truth is tough. Doing the will of God is tough. People don't appreciate it, you know. And sometimes you wonder, why did Jeremiah or Jesus even bother? No one was listening to him. Why bother to try and even say it? Well, you know the answer, of course. Because God told him to do it. There's a famous quote by Mother Teresa, "God has not called me to be successful. He has called me to be faithful." That's what we need to do, be faithful to God, not judge our success. Now, it's not that we shouldn't be successful, I don't think. But here's the thing. We can't really judge our success. Because God's playing a long game with the world. A long, long game. He's got his eye far down the road, and our piece is just one piece. And while the people there don't listen to Jeremiah, we're still talking about it more than 2,500 years later. And while Jesus didn't have huge success in his hometown, he did heal a few people. I bet they appreciated him coming, even if most people didn't. So what I think it can say to us is, the reason we just need to keep our eyes on being faithful is we really can't judge success. It's God's problem to make something come of what we do. It's our job just to do what God wants, so that he has something to work with.